Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm super excited to have you joining us here today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. That's hashtag RVA on Twitter. We are so excited to have all of you joining us, tuning in, checking us out every single Tuesday. Listen, big shout out to those following us on Twitter, on Facebook. Oh, my goodness, all across the world wide web. I got to give a shout-out for some of the cities that have listened this past week. Big shout-out to Rockville, Maryland, Beltsville, Maryland, of course, Richmond, Virginia. How you doing? Chicago, Illinois, hello. Creedmoor, North Carolina, what's going on? Sequoia, California, hello. New Ellington, South Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Douglasville, Georgia, how you doing? Spring Hill, Florida. What's going on? Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us. Council Bluffs, Iowa. Oh, thank you, Iowa. I'm glad to have you. Brooklyn, New York, of course, always in the house. Virginia Beach, Virginia, and the list goes on. Thank you so much again for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, today's show is off the chain. It's off the chain. We have three dynamic gentlemen that are joining us. In the first segment, I have a gentleman that's hanging out in the virtual green room right now. He is on the line. He's hanging out. Hopefully he's enjoying some virtual fried chicken and virtual salad and all that good stuff. But he goes by the name of Army, and I'm telling you what, you don't want to go anywhere. Inspiration, rapping, all of that. We're going to talk about that genre today. Then in our second segment, we have an author spotlight. Yes. And then we'll wrap up the show. I'm with the drama today with Trey Lambert. He's one of the up-and-coming nation's drummers. He currently is a drummer for a gospel artist, Ty Trivet. And I am telling you what, this young man is doing big things. So we are excited to have him. So we're going to jump right on into our first segment again. This gentleman goes by the name of Army. And I want you all to meet him. I'm excited. We got connected. I'm telling you, we just got connected quickly. And I was like, hey, I got to have him on the show. So I'm telling you what, you are going to enjoy him and enjoy hearing his story. This is kind of the behind the scenes, meet the artist, and I'm excited. Coming to the mic right now, put your hands together for Army. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm good. Warm is warm, but I'm good.
Listen, I tell you, it is. The humidity here, I think you're in. Are you in New York?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, so our humidity is crazy. I don't know how it is up there, but hopefully everybody is trying to stay cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to introduce you to our listeners, and I want you to start off just sharing, in your own words, the sound, your sound of music. What genre, if you put yourself in one, what genre would you put yourself in, or how would you describe your sound?
Well, you know, I'm a hip-hop artist, and, you know, I wouldn't want to just put myself in a box. You know, I just make, you know, positive, inspirational hip-hop music, and, you know, I'm a fan of hip-hop, so I'm a fan of New York hip-hop most, you know, first and foremost. So, you know, it's real New York, real serious, you know, straightforward. I'm a advocate for education, so I use a lot of words, and you know, I'm able to flip them back and forth. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, real hip hop.
Oh, so I gotta ask you the famous question: when did you fall in love with hip hop?
Oh man! Like, well, first of all, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I wanted to be a singer first because my dad introduced me to the Temptations when I was like four, but. Clearly, that wasn't working out. I don't have that gift. So I'm around 6-7 years old, you know, I would just recite, you know, whoever was high, whether it was Wu-Tang or Biggie or Pac. And, you know, I just fell in love with the art of freestyling, actually, you know, being able to make up rhymes off the top of my head.
How did you come up with the name of Army? Like, where, what does that mean, and where did that come from?
Well, a couple of my, you know, I was a part of a ministry for some years, a dance ministry, and the brothers on there, my last name is Armstead, so they just call me Army for short. I don't even have a long story. I even tried to make up a crazy story for it, but it's no story. You know, it's Army, okay. And I didn't like it at first, but it just stuck.
All right. Well, okay, we'll hang with that. We will hang with that. And so how do you get your inspiration for, you know, writing, you know, the hip-hop, the rap, and all that? What inspires you to do that type of writing?
Everyday life, actually. Joy, success, pain, hurt, failure. Everyday life, most importantly, Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's everything is inspiration. Everywhere I go, everywhere I look, you other people's stories are inspiration, you know. So I'm able to capture different things, different emotions, and put them together in a story in hip-hop form. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
all around me, just life.
Just life, just life. If you just tuned in, guess what? You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're glad to have you. And we are in our first artist spotlight talking to Army. Yes, inspirational hip-hop, inspirational rap. We want you to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, so let's talk about Bridging the Gap, which is your newest project that's out.
Yeah. New album. Just came out last Tuesday, July 10th.
All right, hot off the press.
Yeah.
And yeah, so tell us some of the songs that are on the project.
I have, you know, I tried to put a different types of songs on here. So I got something called God First, one of my favorite, featuring Tunes. I got something called Questions, really, really, really deep, featuring my sister Danny Marie and brother Watt. And things like Not Okay, one of my favorite songs. You know, it's okay not to be okay. You know, we learn that every day is not going to be a good day. And, you know, it's all right because joy comes in the morning. So that's featuring Sienna. She lives in New Zealand. Yeah, so I just got a different variation of artists and music. And shout out to my producer, Tunes. Yeah, so we just put together this album, and God has really been faithful in helping us to market it and, you know, go forth.
Wow, and what has been the response of people that have been able to hear this and or hear you live? What kind of responses have you been hearing?
You know, honestly, like, I was actually blown away by the support that I got. You know, I got just, like, this was, because I've released about 7 mixtapes, and this is my first album, and people were just like, this has been, I even knew, this has been the best, project that I've ever made. You know, I took time, a lot of time,
yeah,
to make sure everything was good. You know, you got to handle the business, and you know, it was a challenging road, but it was well worth it. And the support has been crazy, and I really appreciate those who support me.
Awesome. So, how can listeners purchase your music?
Oh, they can go on my website, armyregime.com. It's available on iTunes, Bridging the Gap, Army. It's available on Bandcamp, armyregime.bandcamp.com. That's the deluxe version. So I'm all over the web, armyregime.com, iTunes, Bandcamp. You know, we around. I'm everywhere.
Everywhere, and on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube.
Yeah, everywhere.
All those places. Now, how can people connect with you on Twitter? We have a lot of Twitter followers.
Also, yeah, Twitter, army_regime. It's my Twitter, you know, I'm on there, you know, comedy. I love it. Twitter is pretty funny. One of my favorite,
yes,
social networks.
Yes. It's one of those, it's always moving. I mean, you could wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. You could look at it at 12 noon. You can look at it at 9, and it's always going to be something. Where, to me, Facebook is a little bit slower, but. Hey, we love both. So big shout out to those listening from Facebook. We did put a post there. So if you missed any of what he said, if you're following me on Twitter, if you connected with me on Facebook, I have posted and tagged in both places, so it'll be very easy to connect. So, and listeners, we're going to let you hear a little bit of Bridging the Gap, just so you can hear a sample and hear a taste of Army. Okay, so do you have any upcoming events that you want to shout out?
Yes, I have. July 21st, I'll be performing, presenting at a fashion show. You know, everything is on my social network. Like, I can't really remember everywhere it is off the top of my head. But, you know, I got something July 21st, July 27th, August 11th, August 24th. But I'll be having a concert, you know, my first concert ever. So, you know, I leave for Australia September 7th. I'll be out there for 3 months touring. So, you know, I'm just working. God is good.
Australia, like down under Australia?
Yeah, kangaroos and crocodiles.
Wow, what an open door. That's awesome. That's favor right there. That's favor.
Yeah, that's all it is. Shout out to 150 and Kel, my tour manager. I love her. And Pastor Jamal Bernard, my C3 family, love them.
Yes, big shout out to Pastor Bernard, who made this connection, and C3. I love them. Those are my New York family. I'm their Richmond, Virginia friends. So big shout out to them. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I want to let the listeners hear the intro from Bridging the Gap so they can get a little taste of that. And then we will be right back. All right, don't you go anywhere,
awesome.
Listeners. Here's intro to Bridging the Gap.
Welcome to Bridging the Gap.
I'm bridging the gap. There is no pain, we're giving for bridging.
Move a mountain when it starts in seed form. They asking why I go off on anything I speak on. I tell them that he's worthy in the journey, it won't be long. Then I set the standard, man, I gotta put regime on. Till the day I meet my maker, I be trying to get this cake up, man. I swear I need a baker. Catch me rapping to the rapture. If you heard it, need a baker. Need a savior. Jesus saving, not amazing. He's amazing, yeah. I will never doubt that. Trampoline dreams, if I fall, I'ma bounce back. Every time I leave, it's paper cuts when I count that. Maybe it's just me, but these other rappers count drag. Proud raps, I stop that, but if you never heard of me, all the bars ill. You know prisons with infirmary, deliver it with urgency. You know the bar that's after this. Welcome to the album. By the way, the gap is free. I'm bridging the gap. I'm bridging the gap. Lyrical spitting, we're giving for bridging the gap. I'm bridging the gap.
I'm purpose driven.
What that mean?
My lane closed, so no collision. Your flyer's outfit, my plane closed. Don't be dismayed, because the point I'm proving is that you trying so hard to impress, but God, I do it. That means the door is open when I go to speak his name. And readjust my focus, insanity repeats the same. Don't want to be the same, over and over, repeat the game. They catch a Jehovah and thought it was over, but really let's over that weed again. That means he did it for us. We need to put pride aside. We need to not live in lust. He told me to ride the wave. I tell him I ain't with surfing. He told me don't lose your faith. You're my child and my servant. I'm with it. So I'm down for him. He anchor. Army been consistent at the bars. Drinker. Lord, I wanna thank you. Thank you for this rap gift. This was the intro in the gap free. I'm bridging the gap.
Lyrical spitting, we're giving for bridging the gap.
I'm bridging the gap.
Lyrical spitting, we're giving for bridging the gap.
Listeners, there you go. Intro, Bridging the Gap with Army. Check him out online, armyregine.com. Now, Army, Bridging the Gap, what is your goal? Who are you trying to reach? What are you trying to say with that? That's a powerful statement, I think.
I'm honestly trying to reach other hip-hop artists. I'm trying to reach just people outside of church, you know, because I really believe I believe one thing, who needs a doctor, the sick or the healed? You know what I mean? So my my target, my aim is to reach everyone that may not understand what I believe or may not believe what I believe, and let them know that I don't need to make a certain type of music in order to be talented, skilled, and successful. You know what I mean? So the gap, the bridge is me being used by Christ, you know, to in order to reach a culture that may not necessarily receive him.
Well said, well said. And what do you say to critics? What do you say to people? Because I'm sure at some point there'll be people say, well, that's not God music or whatever. I'm sure you have something prepared to say this to them. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, you know, I get that all the time. You know, there's a stigma that comes along with, you know, Christians and rap and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I honestly let my music speak for itself because, you know, I work, you know, hip-hop is an art form, you know,
right.
And they can hear the time that I put in. They can hear the skill. They can hear my wordplay. They can hear the different things. So, I mean, I've never really, like, came across anyone that said, you know, Army, like, I don't like this music. Like, you know, you're
right.
You're a Christian, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've never come across that. Not saying it can't happen, but, you know, like, they can tell that I work hard. And I honestly surround myself with other rappers who don't believe what I believe, you know what I mean? And if they respect it, if they understand it, if they receive it, then I'm doing what I need to be doing.
There you go, and that's who it's for, and that's who it's for. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, making us fit into your schedule today. I greatly appreciate it, and big shout-out to all the things that you're doing and all the places you're going to be. Again, listeners, check out armyregime.com. Connect with him on Twitter, on Facebook. Pick up his project on iTunes, and just keep a lookout on this young man. Again, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. You're welcome. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with our second segment, our author spotlight. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back, listeners, to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have all those that are just tuning in, perhaps. You may be coming in from Twitter and from Facebook and from all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to those listening from Blog Talk Radio and Charvette.com. We appreciate you. Listen, we're going into our second segment. This is our author spotlight. I have my guest hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing him to the mic, Mr. Damion Ewell. He has written a book that's really about change and how to bring about change for those that may be hurting or just need a change in their lives. The book is called The Articles of Restoration, God's Resolution for Hurting People, and we want to hear about this. I'm bringing him to the mic right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, Mr. Damion Ewell. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. Glad we were able to connect and have you on the show here.
It is my pleasure. I'm just grateful just to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are quite welcome. So let's start out talking about, I know you've been writing for a while in different forms. So how did you first know that you had the writing bug? When did the writing bug bite you?
Well, it's interesting because what I was doing in, like, middle school, high school, I was actually writing love letters for friends, and they were getting all the girls, and I was, you know, just kind of by myself. And
uh-huh.
So that's kind of where everything began. You know, they would come to me, you know, say, you know, I like so-and-so, and I was just writing little love notes, and apparently something worked because they're the ones that, you know, would always have the girls, and I was always eating lunch by myself. Just me and
I'm
going
to call you Hitch. I'm going to call you Hitch.
Yeah, see, you know, just me and my little chocolate milk by myself. So, you know, that's where
it
began.
That's how it started.
Exactly.
Wow. And then where did you progress from there?
Later on, I began, and just kind of as a joke, just to see if, you know, they actually take me on. Back in 1998, there was a website that was kind of looking for somebody to do autobiographies for whoever the popular artist of that particular time was. And I just submitted a couple of things just to kind of see if they would actually take me seriously, and they did. So I began writing for a website that was located in Amsterdam. And then my popularity kind of grew over there because the owner of the website, he would actually print up the things I wrote and take them from coffee house to coffee house in Amsterdam.
Wow.
So I was kind of getting little fan mail, stuff like that. And you know, I wasn't really looking for money. I was more doing it for the pleasure of it, you know, meeting people from that part of the world. So that's kind of where everything began professionally for me.
Wow, and so then how did the roots of the book take place? How did you decide to go from kind of doing that type of writing to, okay, let me put a whole entire book together?
Yeah, I wrote secular things from 98 up until about 2005. I was pretty well known as, you know, hip-hop columnist and all these different things. Actually, so, you know, when I got saved, then, you know, starting in 2008, I wasn't even aware that I was writing the book. I started writing these inspirational pieces, talking about different subjects, different things that I had gone through, and some of the things that I know that other people are facing: molestation, rape, drug addiction, alcoholism, divorce, all these different things. And I was just putting these pieces together over a three-year period of time. That's when basically I decided to put it all together, all the things I had written, and put them into a book. Because, again, I had no idea I was beginning a book, but obviously God knew something else. So.
Wow, and so thus we have the Articles of Restoration. How did you come up with the title?
Because it's basically, they are articles. I just made them into chapters for the book. Because everything that's in the book, it talks about restoring something that was broken inside of the person. It talks about basically being restored from a divorce, being restored from rape, being restored from molestation. These are things that takes people so long to come from. And you know, these are things that I faced in my own life. And one of the things that I wanted to focus on was the fact that that particular help was not available for me. And so I wanted I wanted to. It is my mission to see that somebody has that help from somewhere. And so, you know, my mission with the book is to help bring forth a restoration in people who are going through these things. I don't care where you come from. I don't care about your background. I just want people to be able to come back from these things.
That's good. Come back from these things. And I love what is on Amazon, in the description. You know, it says that it's not per se a Christian book. It's not a secular book. Yeah. It's for anyone and everyone that needs, like you said, to come back from something. What are maybe some of the key things that you cover in the book that you think will help someone come back from a hard place?
Some of the key points, like I said, what I'm pushing for is, you know, like I said, alcoholism, rape, molestation, bankruptcy. You know, there are people who have a hard time even coming from that. That doesn't really seem like a really, really major issue. But one of the things that I stress in the book is the fact that you don't know what people are going through unless you've been there yourself.
Exactly.
It can be something as minor that we would perceive as a minor thing. But when you have people who years and years, you know, struggle to come back to their original form, you know, it is a major undertaking. And so, you know, a lot of the chapters that I've written, like I said, they are exclusively from issue to issue, you know, placing emphasis on how to come back, using the Word of God, using the Bible as the platform for the comeback.
What would you say is a common theme, no matter whatever anyone's issue is, a hard place is, I'll call it, is there a common theme of something that we all should do or any common advice that you've given across maybe all of the issues?
The common thing that I'm noticing from people who, you know, read my book, one of the things that a lot of people tell me is the fact that, you know, they had no idea that somebody else was going through these different things. The common thing, you know, what I want to tell people is you're not alone, pretty much. You're definitely not alone. There are people who don't talk about it, and I want this book to kind of be a catalyst for people to begin talking about these issues. And, you know, because it does no good to go to church and go on and do all these different things, and you're in a broken place.
Right.
You know, you're in a place of pain, and you're not being delivered from these things. And so, you know, the book is to begin, you know, for folks to live their life and live it to the fullest, as I think God would have us to do so.
Awesome.
Going to church Sunday to Sunday, and you're hurting and nothing's happening. I don't think that's God's best for us, and I hope my book, you know, brings forth the goodness that I believe that the book will have us to have.
Awesome. Tell our listeners how they can purchase the book.
The book is in a couple of places, Amazon being the major place where everybody can go purchase it. And you can also go on to my website, www.godswriter.com, and click the bookstore, and you can purchase it that way also.
Great. And you're also on Twitter and Facebook, and how can they connect with you there?
On Twitter, my Twitter handle is @IAmGodsWriter. And on Facebook, you can actually just type in my first name because it's so unique and so oddly spelled that I'm the only person on planet Earth with that name. So if you want to spell my first name, you can find me anywhere. And that's just being honest. So just type in my first name in Facebook. My personal page and my quote-unquote fan page will come up for you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so you mentioned responses you've received. What have been responses that you've heard from readers or people you've met, you know, book signings and things? What type of responses have you been hearing?
It has all been positive because, again, you know, there are people who see my book and then see kind of, you know, what it represents. And then, you know, they read it. There's always something, you know, they'll come back with me with one particular chapter that they say stuck with them. And so all of the feedback that I always get is always positive. And you know, and I'm not doing it so much for the feedback. I'm just in a mode of helping anybody that I can, wherever you are, whatever part of the globe you're in. That's pretty much what my goal is, and it's been a positive experience so far.
wonderful. And again, listeners, the book is called The Articles of Restoration, God's Resolution for Hurting People. And this is good for men and women, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, this is not for just men. You know, I see a lot of pastors and such, you know, they put out a book about men, and I see folks put out books just for women. This is for everybody, because everybody has gone through something that they
right.
that they need to be help from. So it's not gender-specific whatsoever. It's not even religion-specific whatsoever, because I believe that everybody, no matter how you portray yourself religiously or whatever the case might be, you can definitely benefit from the things that I've written in my book.
Oh, right. And do you have any book signings coming up? If people are near you, they can meet you in person?
I'm actually slated on October the 27th. I'm going to be a part of the of an author expo in South Carolina. And on my my website and on Facebook, as time gets near, you know, I'll go ahead and publicize that a little bit more. But in October,
okay.
I'm going to be doing a book signing.
Awesome, awesome. And again, what's your web address?
My web address is www.godswriter.com.
And it's interesting because you have, I know your Twitter is I Am God's Writer, and then you have your website is God's Writer. How did you come up with that?
That was, and it's interesting because when I actually purchased the website, the folks I purchased it through were surprised that that name was even available.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm doing everything I can to keep that name. I'm, you know, I'm making sure that that bill's paid. But, you know, when I first began writing, folks called me the Millennium Writer because of the, you know, the way that, you know, the way I wrote my articles and the content. And so, you know, when I decided to kind of break away from the secular part of the pen to you know, doing my Christian writing, I wanted it to, you know, glorify God in the best way that I could. So I just turned off the Millennium Writer and turned it into God's Writer.
All right. I love it. I love it. And I want to give a big shout out to those that are hanging out in the chat room, that are listening from the chat room. We see you, and we say thank you so much for checking us out here in this author spotlight. And also those that are listening on the phone lines, we see you, and we say thank you very much. From Twitter, hello. From Facebook, hello. Thank you so much. Big shout out to this today's show sponsor, Motive for You Cosmetics. They are offering The Line by Lala. You've seen Lala on VH1. Big shout out to Julie in Richmond, who is in one of the national makeup instructors for Motive Cosmetics. So definitely check out motiveforyou.com. You can go to charvette.com, and Motive, the banner ad is right there. So check them out and support. All right, so what did you see next for you? What next is down the line for you?
I'm actually thinking about, I'm going to actually put out a second Articles of Restoration, prayerfully by the end of the year or the first part of next year. I'll go ahead and get that on the shelf as well, because, like I said, the response to this one has been such that I feel it's necessary to go ahead and put in a part two to this book. Hopefully I'll be able to touch on some issues that I wasn't able to touch on with the first book and, you know, just continue on the path that I think God has me in, which is reaching out to people who are in pain and hurting and don't have a voice to do that. I don't want to necessarily call myself like a voice for the voiceless, because that's kind of cliche. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do offer, you know, a point of reference for people who, you know, want to speak on these things and cannot. So I hope that the second part will continue when I began with the first book.
Awesome. And do you find that writing is therapeutic?
Oh, definitely. For me, if I can't cry out loud, I can cry on a piece of paper any given night.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, the pen and paper, you know, they offer no judgment whatsoever. You can place your feelings out there and put your heart into something. And, you know, when you put your heart into something, usually the result is a good one. So I usually, you know, write something. If I'm going through a crisis or different situations, I I've laid out there on a piece of paper, and I find that it helps me later because it's like a reference point. This is where you were. Now look what happened. You can go back and read and see, you know, where you've come from. So it's good therapy for me.
And you probably have written things and then later, you know, went back and looked at it and said, that was good.
Yeah, there have been some things that I have written, and it's kind of shook my head because I would sit back and say, what in the world mode were you in? What were you thinking about when you put that down? You know, especially something like the love and relationship stuff that I used to do, because I got into that a little bit as well. It really became a thing of, wow, what were you thinking? Where was your brain? So, yeah, there's been plenty of days I've had that happen.
Well, that's all good. Hey, you know, however, if you write it and it sets you free, then that means it's going to continue to help and heal other people. And so I think, you know, that is awesome what you're doing. And that I love also that you shared that prior to you being saved, you wrote in one genre, and then when you got saved, and because when God transformed your life, it impacts every area of your life, and so you made sure that it also impacts your writing. So I think that's a great role model to share. So thank you for sharing that piece. That to me was great. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you what, our time is just about up. So I definitely wanted to give a big shout out to all of the listeners. Do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Oh, of course. You know, shout out to the people who have supported me in this project. You know, of course, family, friends, folks who have, you know, come to me that wrote the book and said, you know, thank you for, you know, writing this. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to everybody who has encouraged me through this project. You know, this is my first book, and, you know, there's going to be many, many more. And so I just want to thank everybody who had input, who had influence, and those who, you know, who encouraged me on a day-to-day basis to keep it going. I just want to say thank you to everybody.
All right. We say thank you to everybody. Again, listeners, pick up, check out the Articles of Restoration, God's Resolution for Hurting People by Damian L. Ewell, and connect with him on Twitter and Facebook. And I've tagged him and I've tweeted him. So if you're connected with me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/Charvette and facebook.com/Charvette, you'll be easy to find him. Thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our third segment. I'm telling you, this young man, Trey Lambert, he is one of the nation's up-and-coming drummers. He currently is a drummer for gospel artist Ty Tribbett, and I'm going to be with the drummer. He has this tag, I'm with the drummer. So hashtag I'm with the drummer. If you're on Twitter, definitely put that in. He's on YouTube. You can see his blog on YouTube. And we'll be talking to Trey in just a little bit. So stay tuned. Don't move. Don't go anywhere at all. We'll be right back on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe, Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Big shout out to those that are hanging out in the chat room. We say hello. Thank you so much. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we love you as well. We're going into our third segment with the drummer. I'm telling you what, Trey Lambert from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're excited to have him on the show, and we'll be bringing him to the mic momentarily. Definitely want to give a big shout out to this show's sponsor, Motives Cosmetics. And you've heard about Motives Cosmetics because they are offering a line for Lala featured on VH1, her reality show, Lala's Full Court Life. She was also on the BET Awards recently. So if you like Lala and you like her look, she has a makeup line with Motives. And you can go to Motives, the number 4, the letter U, .com. Again, Motives 4. You.com and check out Lala's line. And again, they are one of our sponsors. Big shout out to Julie, who is from Richmond, Virginia, and she's one of their national makeup trainers. So big shout out to our sponsors, Motives Cosmetics. Again, Motives4U.com. All right, so we're going into our third segment. I see my guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, so I'm going to the mic right now, and I'm bringing on the line Mr. Trey Lambert. Welcome to the show.
What's up?
I am so glad to have you.
Oh, I'm so honored to be on here.
Oh, my goodness. I am just so proud of you. I got to just say that up front. So, listeners, I personally know him, and I'm just so proud of this young man and everything he has going on. And I know you've been busy because you all are rehearsing and you have a recording coming up, so I was glad to just snag 20 minutes of your time. I want to talk about your blog. I want to talk about everything that you're doing. What is going on with Trey Lambert?
Well, right now, we actually in rehearsal right now. I kind of like sneaked out real quick. But, I hope Kai doesn't get me. Oh, Kai, you good. Yeah, but we have a recording we're doing August 17th and August 31st, one in Miami and one in L.A. It's called Greater Than. God is Greater Than Everything. So we're planning on that right now. I got the video blogs out called I'm With The Drummer. That's just about my life of a young drummer that's striving to keep God first and, you know, being on this path of success. And I have my brand, which is On The One, which means to always be On The One is a music term. Let me start with that. On The One is a music term, and everyone says you have to be on the one to be on beat. So I had switched it, and I made the one your goals and your dreams and everything that you want to accomplish. So On The One means to not let anyone stop you from accomplishing your goals, but staying on the one.
Wow. So that was a great synopsis right there. Oh my goodness. So let's back up a little bit for listeners.
Okay.
Again, listeners, he's a drummer. He is a young guy, but he's like beyond his years. How did you first know that you could play the drums, or you wanted to play the drums, or did somebody make you play the drums?
What happened was, I was at church, and my mom used to always try to make me sing on the choir. And my cousin used to play the drums at my church. So I knew that that's what I wanted to do. Like, all right, you playing the drums? I'm going to play the drums. I know it's cool, it's loud, it makes noise, and I was always fidgeting with my hands. I knew I didn't want to sing. I would always cry every time my mom made me do something. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna play the drums. So my mom brought me this little black drum set, and she placed it in front of my cousin's drum set. And everything he did, I just copied it. And I copied it, and I copied it, and I just kept doing it. So then later on, she was like, well, how about you play during offering? So every offering, I got on the drums, and I played. So that was like my time to shine. That's when I knew, oh, I'm a big boy. I'm going to play offering, you know. So I did that for a while.
And, you know, going back to New Jerusalem and Richmond, you know, I was always watching my Uncle Kim and Uncle Rudy and Junie Collins and all of them. So, you know, that was like my heart, my passion. Like, I knew I wanted to do that. You know what I'm saying? I had older people above me that was always doing that. Like, I never hung out with singers or with, like, piano players. I always hung out with drummers. So I knew that was my calling. So I was doing that and then ended up playing for the choir. So I went from just copying in the little black drum set to playing for Offering, then playing in the choir. So then from then, I started teching for Ty Trivet and GA. And I was teching for sound check. And one day, Ty just asked me randomly, "You think your mom will let you miss school for a couple of days?" I'm like, "Yeah, cool. I'm down, but I'm thinking I'm teching."
Yeah.
So, like, teching is where you just set up the equipment, you know, for the band. So I'm just hyped. Like, I'm going to L.A. I'm a tech for Ty. Like, that's what I want to do. I'm going to do it. So I get to rehearsal one Monday, and it's just me, Ty, and his brother, that is Tribbett. So he like, "Get on and play." So I just played, and then it just,
from then on,
Ty was like, "Well, come to rehearsal." So I went to rehearsal, and that Monday, before I left, I played in front of the group. And Ty was like, "Man, you want to play in L.A.?" So I was like, "What?" Lost it. Mind you, I'm 16 years old, 11th grader at GAMP. Like, so yeah, it was crazy. It was a blessing.
Whoa.
But from then, I played on the Fresh album, his last album. I played on that. I was 16. And then now I'm just here. I'm playing for Ty Tribbett and the Fresh Crew.
When I look at your vlogs and on YouTube, and again, listen, as you, we'll tell you how to get there. But I see, like, Justin Bieber. Like, I see, like, that same, I don't know what I want to call it, but that's what when I was looking at the videos, I was like, I'm getting the same feeling I got when I watched Justin Bieber's, his movie that he did where he went around with the videos and all that. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting the same feeling. Wow. So big shout out to your parents who helped to really nurture and groom, you know, that gift in your mom, you know, for really seeing that you
right.
wanted to have this and to really groom it and not just kind of blow it off like, "Oh, he just, you know, wanted to get out of singing. He don't really want," but to really groom you in that. So big shout out to your parents for that. And so how did you come up with the idea of the video, the vlogs, basically a video blog?
Video blog.
And it's done so well. Yes, I love it.
Thank you. Well, it's kind of random. Like, I'm real. If you know me, I'm real random. Like I just be walking, like, I'm hungry. But let's go to something. Like, I'm just real random. Like, I do random things. So once I was just trying, like, I'm different. Like, the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I think, like I said. So it was like, I'm different. So I was trying to figure out another approach. Like, because everyone always asks me, "Hey, where you shop at? Where do you do this at? Or what do you do during the day?" Or I just wanted, like, people to know that I am 16, I am 19 years old, but
right.
being at this high caliber of a drummer and playing with Ty Tribbett, I'm a normal teenager. Like, I'm not. There's nothing about me that's different. Like, I'm not a swagged out guy. I'm not a cocky guy. So let me show the people that want to be where I am. Let me show them what I do on a day to day basis. So I came up with I'm with the drummer. So I had like, so, you know, I had filmed the Bounce Back, and like right after that I met, like, I just started meeting random people. Like, it started getting real random. Like, I met Salt. Salt was at the Bounce Back, and she was like,
"Wow.
I like the way you dress. I like this and that." Kiki was there. Kiki Shea was there. So it just started getting random, and then to the point after I posted my first trailer, people start hitting me up like, "Oh my God, your work is so inspirational." I'm just like, "What?" Like, me, I'm just being normal. Like, I'm not like I'm in the blog and I'm, "Oh, Jesus, this is the Lord," and this is, like, I'm not showing y'all that I got money. I'm not shopping. I'm not like, "Yo,
right.
I'm throwing money in there." Like, I'm a regular kid. Like, I go to the thrift store in one of my videos and, like, "Yo, this is where I shop at," and I wore the outfit at the next gig. Like, so it's like, I'm just myself, and I'm just showing kids, like, you don't have to be swagged out. You don't have to be extra for people to think, "Oh, yo, he's not just a regular Christian. Like, he's still regular. Like, you ain't gotta force yourself to be like the other kids. You can be
right.
Be cool. Like, I'm a Christian. I'm my normal self. I wear skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? I get my hair a couple parts in my hair, and I'm still a Christian. I still love God. So it's like, I'm just showing musicians, showing kids that, I mean, dare
wow.
to be different. Like, that's dope to me.
Yes.
Being
oh my goodness! Big
so.
Shout out for that. That's what you know. That's how. That's a role model. I mean, and role models basically you just model their behavior. You look at their behavior and you model it. And so you're being a role
right.
model for all kinds of people. All kinds of people. Oh my goodness! Big shout out to those that are hanging out in the chat room. We see you. Thank you so much. And for those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we see you. We are here with Trey Lambert. I'm with the drummer. Hashtag I'm with the drummer is on my Twitter. Hey, Trey, tell them how they can follow you.
Oh, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, Treski03, T-R-E-S-K-I-03. That's my Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Trey Lambert, T-R-E-L-A-M-B-E-R-T, Facebook, Trey Lambert. Yes, and, I mean, you can follow my blog on YouTube. I'm with the drummer, Trey Lambert. Just type my name in and it'll pop up. So, yeah.
Awesome. Good, good, good. And big shout out to Lauren, who I believe is doing a lot of the videos. So big shout out to her.
Oh, yeah, that's my homie, Lauren. Yeah, she's it was random. Like another thing, it was random seeing her. She just came and people underestimated
wow.
her, and like she's amazing. Like she's amazing.
Absolutely.
Like,
I mean, it's amazing. Again, listeners, you got to go check out the blog. And I love, too, that you definitely get the feel for, you know, Philadelphia. So you are from Philadelphia, and you get that feel. Like, I love how you do a lot of different shots in, like, a lot of different locations. So you really get the sense, the feel of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. I did one shot. I was at South Street. I did another shot. I do this jam session every Tuesday in Philly called the Walnut Room. And it's like a live band, like me and my homies, we have a live band, and it's an open mic, and, you know, like people come, like most of my older guys, like mentors, they come out when they home off the road, and we just, they come through and play, and we just jam and rock out from like 10 to 2 every Tuesday. I got to go there tonight, by the way. So, yeah, 17th
uh-huh.
of Walnut, that's downtown. So.
All right, so you are like busy, like how do you keep your head on straight? What keeps you grounded?
What keeps me grounded? My parents, mm-hmm. my mom, my surroundings. That's another thing. Like in one of my videos, I say I talk about how surrounding yourself with the right people will help you grow and mature. I never had kids my age around me when I was younger. Like I always was with older guys, so
mm-hmm.
that kind of helped me more. But you know what I'm saying? Like later down, like now I'm starting to have like people my age around me, and it's just like having the same mentality of trying to be successful, trying to be different, trying to be out of the norm, and that's like a good thing because it keeps me sane. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm
yeah.
not like I said, like I'm not a cocky dude. I never was brought up like that. So I'm not having people that's not, you know what I'm saying, that's not like not real churchy but still
mm-hmm.
got a little both of them is like that's keeping me to the ground, like to the level. Like when I come home off of the road, I'm with Ty, I'm Trey Way. But when I come home, I'm like Trey. This is Trey Lambert. This is Bernard. Like so, it's cool to like come home to that because I'm glad I don't have to come home and still be on a stage high, is what they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
wow,
I'm just
that's
like,
wisdom. That's
and I go to church every Sunday. So every Wednesday I'm in Bible study. Every Sunday I'm in church, and so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and so what is road life like? Like, tell us, like, one of the funniest things, if you can, without, like, getting anybody in trouble. Something
right.
really funny that's happened to you on the road.
On the road? Oh, man.
Or away at a gig?
The crew I'm with is hilarious. Like, they are the funniest people I know. So it's a lot of stuff that we do that's funny. Well, like, I'm trying to think.
I know,
okay,
I
one time,
on
one, but yeah, right, it's hard. One time we was on a cruise. We did the One Love cruise with, 100.3 with different radio stations
right.
and stuff. And we got off, and we almost got left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we almost got left. So we had to, like, run. We was, like, on the other end of it. We was in, like, Mexico somewhere. And we riding on the bikes. So we just riding around having a ball. Like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. we were this and that. And we looked at the time, and it was like, yo, we got to go. So we had to run to the point where it was like,
Mexico.
the people that owned the bike company rolled on one of the scooters and rolled us to the boat. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Cool.
And it was just us, so that made it funnier that it was on the us.
And
yep.
I'm glad you didn't
yeah.
get left in Mexico.
I'm glad I didn't either. All I had was my passport and my room key. So. I don't know how I was going to make it home. But I made it.
Oh, my gosh. So you made it. You made it. We're glad about that. So, again, listeners, check out Trey Lambert. Check him out on Twitter, on Facebook, his blog. Look at it. We want the views to go up. Look at it. Share the link on Facebook. Share the link on Twitter. Again, tell our listeners how they can follow you on Twitter and connect on Facebook.
Okay. Facebook is Trey Lambert, TreLambert. My Twitter is TreySki03, TreSki03. You know, follow me. Add me. Instagram me. I edit my pictures. Everyone always wants to find my picture app, but you're not going to find them. So like my photos. So, yeah. Yep.
That's good. Where do you see yourself going? Where do you want to go with this?
Where I want to go? I want to go to heaven. Sorry, but yeah, that's true. But that's my goal. Like I really don't know where I'm gonna be in like 5 years. People always ask me that.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know. Like my mind is still all over the place. I just want to accomplish a lot. Like I want to be history. Like I want when I die, I want my kids to talk about me. Like I want there to be something great about me when I'm gone. So I want to accomplish a lot. Like I have my T-shirt line. I have my blogs. I got a lot going on. So it's like I just want to be successful. Like I just want to be successful and live right. So that's all.
I think you on a running good start. And your T-shirt, like, what's on your T-shirt?
Oh yeah, so I have a brand, or along with my brand on the one, I have a clothing line. I'm not just going to say T-shirt line, because I have a clothing line. So it's just like On The One. It's one T-shirt that says On The One. I have another T-shirt that says Can The Drummer Get Some? And then I have another T-shirt that says I'm With The Drummer. So, yeah, that's,
cool.
That's my line.
I love it. I got hats,
everything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Listeners, just connect with him, and find out how you can get all this. And definitely if you're in the Philadelphia and Delaware and all that area, you can keep your eye on him. I'm telling you, this is one of the up-and-coming drummers that you definitely want to keep your eye on. And I'm glad I can say early on that I had you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, I think we actually have a caller. We're going to take a quick caller.
Okay.
All right, caller ending with 2128. Oh. You're live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Charvette Mitchell. I just called to say I'm on the one. I'm one of the
Trey
Lambert. Hey, Trey Lambert, how are you?
What up, Dad?
Hey, man, I'm proud of you. I'm calling in to support and let the world know that I'm on the one and I'm with the drummer.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for calling in and representing Richmond, Virginia.
Listen, I just said, Trey, you from Philadelphia. Trey's from Richmond originally.
Well, you know what? And as soon as I said that, as soon as the words left my mouth, I said, I'm going to get in trouble for that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I appreciate you, Charvette. But Philadelphia has played a major role in who Trey has become. And we appreciate the city of brotherly love for supporting and protecting my son there, along with the special help of his mother, Pastor Shalinda Williams. Big shout out to her. Thanks a lot for everything y'all doing in Philadelphia. And Trey,
thank you.
You got fans in Virginia, boy.
Word up.
I love you, man.
I love you too, Dad.
All right.
Great. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
My dad is funny.
He is hilarious. Big shout out to the senior there. Big shout out to him who just got married. So. Big, he's, got the honeymoon bliss and all going on. So big shout out to his wife, Yolanda. Big shout out. All right, so, Trey, I'm telling you, I'm just excited. When I was looking at the videos, all jokes aside, I had the same feeling I had about Justin Bieber. I'm like, you are just going, like, crazy places. And so I'm just glad that we had an opportunity at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to spotlight you now. So that, when you're on the red carpet and all that good stuff, you can give us a shout out when you get there.
I wish.
Listen, any final things you want to say? The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me? I go on YouTube. I just start going on YouTube a lot. But what motivates me is my family and the kids that I see that hit me up on Facebook and comment on my videos. So, like, I just, like, at first it didn't hit me that I have a following. So, after posting my videos and all that, and I started seeing you know, like after a day, I get 2,000 views, or after a couple hours, people already start commenting or tweeting me or Facebooking me. So that's what motivates me, the people that support me. Because, I mean, without them, I don't know. Because it's like I said, it's hard for a 19-year-old to come out of nowhere and leave North Philly and come straight on the road and play in front of thousands every other weekend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my family, my friends, my team, my one-on-one team, and the viewers and my friends on Twitter and Facebook. People say that Twitter, that's your own world. It is. So, I mean, everyone that follows
it
me.
It really is.
People that tweet me, people that, you know, saying, favorite my tweets and my sayings and buy the same sneakers I buy and, you know what I'm saying, cop my shirts up. Like, they are my supporters. That's what motivated me. And I have one OG, I call him my OG, Brian Frazier-Moore. He plays for Madonna right now. He's on tour with Madonna. He played on the NFL, the Super Bowl halftime show. He plays drums. He is like he's my big homie. Like, he really,
wow.
He helps me with everything, music, just being on the road, how to save my money, everything. So shout out to him. That's a big inspiration right there too. He's what motivates me. And my mom and my dad and my little sister and my other little sister and my brothers, grandpa,
yes.
My cousin, NJICM, everybody. Yeah, Chief of Posse. Everybody.
Everybody, everyone that's played a role in your life. So, listeners, I think you need to give Trey a big round of applause for stopping through, sneaking out of rehearsal.
I'm with the drummer.
Yes, and I'm going to let you go
I'm
right
now.
I'm with the drummer. Hashtag, I'm with the drummer if you're on Twitter. And keep it going on the one, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Trey, for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Shout out to everybody that's following and looking out and checking me every time I post a video and everything. Create your own history. That's my new brand right there. Create your own history. Don't be the same. Be out of the norm. And dare to be different.
I like it. I'm right there with you. Thank you so much, Trey.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show is off the chain. Listen, you want to check out next week, we have Anita Wilson coming on, gospel artist Anita Wilson. Her song is all over the airway. And then we also have Brian Sharp is going to be joining us. He's married to Keisha Sharp from off of Girlfriends. So definitely check back next week. We've got a lot more shows for you. I love you so much. Charvette.com is where you can find me. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Get Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.